Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. The blooms of a Japanese magnolia are one of the most uplifting sights to see in late winter. A blooming Japanese magnolia is a horticultural groundhog, indicating winter is just about done for the year. More often than not, once the Japanese magnolias begin to bloom around town, it is fairly safe to say that we are well on our way into springtime. The Japanese magnolias are scientifically known as Magnolia selangiana. If you were to see the name written out, you would see Magnolia X selangiana. Taxonomists use the letter X to indicate that a particular plant is a hybrid or a cross. Both species are within that same genera. The parent material of Magnolia X selangiana is made up of Magnolia liliflora and Magnolia denudata. While both parent plants are fairly difficult to find at local nurseries, their offsprings are stocked in abundance this time of year due to the magnificent blooms that are beginning to open. Japanese magnolia's blossoms tend to open during mild winter days as the season is wrapping up. Though indicative that spring is almost here, there is still a looming fear of a frost. If we experience a frost during the time when the blooms are open, the flowers could suffer cold damage and fall off, but this is usually not the case. Japanese magnolias will perform very well with very little maintenance if you place them in the right area and the area they want to be. They perform best when they are placed in full sunlight, though they would appreciate some afternoon shade if you can give it to them. Amending the soil properly will also set your Japanese magnolia up for success later on down the road. One way to ensure you are amending your soil properly is to have your soil tested by the LSU Ag Center's Soil Testing Laboratory. The forms for the soil test can be found at LSU Ag Center's website, lsuagcenter.com. Japanese magnolias perform much better when they're placed in a sandy, loamy soil or a good, high-quality garden soil. The Japanese magnolias will tolerate an alkaline soil, but will thrive in a soil whose pH is between 5.0 and 6.5, tending more on the acidic side. One of the most notable and show-stopping varieties is the Alexandrina. This cultivar is very large, fleshy flowers with dark rosy purple color at the base of the flowers and slightly fading to a white towards the tips of the flowers. The variety called Anne is a purplish red flower, slightly smaller than Alexandrina, but just as beautiful. The blooms transition to a more of a pink color towards the tips of the petals. Most people are aware that our southern magnolias have a very distinctive scent, but so does the Japanese magnolia. The variety Anne has a cinnamon-like smell to its flowers. A variety of Japanese magnolia with a very distinctive flower color is the Susan variety. This is a deep red color and also tends to rebloom throughout the year. It has been noted that the Susan variety has a very pungent lemon scent to it as well. Japanese magnolias are very quick to go to sleep for the winter. They are one of the first deciduous plants in the garden to lose their leaves. The foliage will begin to turn a spotty yellow color, eventually falling off in late autumn. This beautiful deciduous tree not only tells us that spring is coming by its flowers, but also that winter is approaching by the dropping of its leaves. This season predictor of a plant is a must-have for any gardener who needs to see incredible color before spring is truly here. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.